today's news.
Hello, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast where we look at some news stories of today through the papers of yesterday. Or should that be yesteryear? I'm never too sure. Plastics. Single-use plastics have been back in the news stream of late. Plastics, the wonder material, of course, of the 20th century, as it were, seen as, well, useful for pretty much anything and everything, which indeed it is. But unfortunately, it creates an awful lot of litter and doesn't rot down very easily. So now, we're probably going in the opposite direction. Where's the Isle of Man been in all this? It's bound to have featured. And indeed, it has, in one form or another, over the last 70 years or so. The Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, March the 2nd, 1945, Plastics as Island Industry, we are told. An interesting lecture on plastics was given to members of the Isle of Man Scientific Society in St Ninian's Hall on Friday evening by Mr W.S. Fieldhouse, MSc of King William's College, His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor presiding. Mr Fieldhouse outlined the chemistry of plastics and discussed their possible future uses in connection with household equipment, motor cars, radio, etc., and said he thought it would be quite possible to manufacture plastics in the Isle of Man. Any such development should be confined to thermoplastic types, having first-class design, low bulk and weight. The lecture was followed by two films on the subject. Well, we did have a plastics industry at one stage. The Ramsey Courier, Friday, October the 3rd, 1947. Plastics in full swing. Local industry forges ahead. A hive of industry in the centre of the town, about which most people probably know very little, is the plastics factory at the Old Cross, where Vitascope Limited carry on their business. The factory is now in full swing, employing between 30 and 40 people in regular and congenial work, and a Courier reporter, who paid a call the other day, found a scene of efficient activity with every employee obviously interested in and intent on their work. Sounds like the ideal firm, doesn't it? The firm are at the moment concentrating on the production of the plastic scenic clock models, of which have been on view and which have evoked the keenest admiration and interest. There is great demand for these, our reporter was informed, and the company have many repeat orders on their books. This clock was exhibited at the British Industries Fair, and their representative was informed by a person of wide experience the clock was the best plastic exhibit in the fair. Certainly it is well finished and a handsome production that never fails to delight wherever shown. And we're told the spacious hall at the Old Cross has been well planned to accommodate the various workers employed in the manufacture of this clock. Where was that then, the Old Cross? Let me know if you know. Howard Kane at manxradio.com. I can't think of it. The Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, July the 9th, 1948. Plastics industry advocated to employ the disabled. Unlimited home and export market, we're told in a short article. The suggestion that disabled persons should be trained in the plastics industry, which has an unlimited home and export market, is made in the first annual report, published this week, of the Advisory Council established under the Disabled Persons Employment Act of 1946. The Council feels the establishment of such an industry on the island is quite feasible. But failing this, it is suggested that the difficulties experienced by the insular wooden mills in obtaining female staff should be met by the employment of men as spinners and weavers. The only bar appears to be the difference in the rates of pay, says the report, and the council feels that it might be better to pay a subsidy in respect of disabled persons who could be trained to work in the mills where they could be happily employed rather than continue payment of relief and unemployment benefit to men who are unable to compete with their fellows for the more strenuous work. I think we've moved on a little bit from there, have we not? Friday the 5th of February 1954 in the Ramsey Courier. Plastic footballs. Yes, they were leather, of course, for a long time. A plastic football. Major H.G. Mitchell has very kindly presented the Northern Youth Centre Football Club with one of the new plastic-covered footballs which are now in use in England a lot these days. It is a leather football with a plastic cover. And the advantage is that the cover prevents the leather from getting wet and making the ball heavy. It will be in use in Saturday's game between NYC and Paul Rose at Glenalden. 1954, still leather footballs coated in plastic. Must have weighed quite a bit still. In the Ramsey Courier of June the 11th, Friday, 1954, Watch out for those plastic envelopes. Important steps to prevent beach pollution. Might be a strange way of going about this one. The National Institute of Oceanography are making investigations into the speed and direction of the ocean currents which carry oil patches to the beaches of British holiday resorts. With the assistance of RAF Coastal Command, 4,000 plastic envelopes have already been dropped into the ocean to the west of the British Isles, and further quantities will be dropped later this year. These envelopes will be washed ashore on the coast of the British Isles, and the finders of each plastic envelope are invited to return such envelope to the address given within the container, when a reward of 2 shillings and 6 pence will be paid to the finder. I don't know whether they'd get away with that sort of research today. And finally, what about plastic coins? I refer you to the Peel City Guardian of Saturday, June the 23rd, 1962, a short time before I came into being. Plastic coins plan. Plans are being made to introduce national coinage in the island, and the coins are likely to be plastic. The Lieutenant Governor stated in Tynwald on Tuesday that he proposed to put forward detailed proposals at an early date. There are sound economic reasons for minting coins, apart from the advertising value, he added. He also suggested that instead of metal, which would tarnish, they might be made of the new wonder plastic material, aromatic fluorocarbon. I don't remember those catching on, do you? I don't think they did. Plastic notes, but I don't think we ever had plastic coins. Perhaps it was a blessing in disguise, as it all would have been put into microwaves and shrunk. Plastics, well, it's still a very useful material, although we are a bit more aware now of how difficult it is perhaps to recycle and get rid of it safely. Either way, it's old news. Cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.